Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through the Gospel of Mark, but before I read us our passage, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for another opportunity to open up your Word. Lord, as we seek to search your Scriptures and know what you have for us, we do pray that your Holy Spirit would illuminate it to us, that we might know you truly and follow you in a way that would honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mark chapter 12, verse 13 to 17. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion. For you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them, or should we not?" But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius, and let me look at it." And they brought one. And he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him. Well, it's another one of those classic trap moments for Jesus and the religious leaders as they seek to destroy him. We remember, as we've been journeying through Mark over and over again, we've seen these different moments when the religious leaders or the Pharisees or the scribes or the Herodians have tried to trap Jesus in order to destroy him. And it comes up again. And here, in fact, we get these three challenges that come. One here, then we get the next two, which in your Bible you might see a heading there for each of those. And this first one has to do with the government. First one has to do with the government. Second one has to do with the resurrection. And the third one has to do with the law. So firstly, the government. We see the trap, of course, the sheer hypocrisy of the religious leaders here and the Herodians as they come and seek to trap Jesus. It's a classic challenge. No matter which one Jesus picks, he's damned if he does and he's damned if he doesn't. If he says pay taxes, they can say, aha, he doesn't care about what is God's. If Jesus says don't pay taxes, they can go to the Romans and say, aha, Jesus commits sedition and have him destroyed. And Jesus masterfully avoids both with a wonderful answer, with a God-glorifying, wise answer. But I want us to focus specifically on those words of Jesus. Having taken the coin in his hand, having responded briefly, he then drives home with this answer, and he says in verse 17, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Now, what does that mean? Now, it's true, it is a masterful answer that gets Jesus out of the problem. But it's so much more than that, isn't it? It's a teaching that has been sort of thrown around a lot in the last 2 years. It's a verse that's been used by all sorts of different camps to prove certain positions. And it's something that's been used throughout the ages as part of really important debates. I want us to consider just one really particular thing that it shows us. And that is the reality of a limited government. A limited government. Now, in order to help you understand what I mean by that, let's just consider what an unlimited government might look like. An unlimited government would be a government or king or emperor who can do and command whatever he wants, and you must obey no matter what. Now, in practice, we do see this. You can think of dictatorships. When leaders ordain what must happen, and you must listen. So you can think of countries throughout history that have sought to drive this home in a really strong way, and they've forced people to wear certain clothes, or they've forced people to wear stars upon their arms, or they've forced people to live in certain ways and have certain jobs. A and people mysteriously vanished if they didn't do it. Well, that's an unlimited government. What Jesus teaches here is a limited government. So he says, render to Caesar what is Caesar's. There's something that is to be rendered to Caesar. But, he says, render to God what is God's. So there's something that is to be rendered to God. So how do we decipher through that? Well, the important thing to remember is that there is something to be rendered to both, and it is defined. What do I mean by that? Well, God, we're told in Romans 13, God has ordained and appointed, has ordained and appointed governing officials, the ministers, ministerial governors. So the government that is above you, wherever you are, is appointed by God. Now, if God appoints them, or I should say, since God appoints them, that means they're bound by God. Now, they may not know that, they may not act like that, but it's imperative that we understand that the government is limited to the authority that God gives them. The government doesn't get to decide what they're in charge of. They may think they do, but they don't get to decide. The law of God decides what a government has authority over. So, whatever type of government we're going to have, we must acknowledge that its limitations are set by God. So that helps us begin to decipher what is God's and what is Caesar's. So in this instance, he's talking about a coin. He's talking about taxes. And God tells us that it's right for governments to take taxes and to use them for the sake of caring for the people. And so it's right to pay taxes. But what about a coin which is dedicated for the offering of God? What about going to the temple to worship? Well, God had expressly commanded that his people were to come to him and worship him and pay the temple tax. Therefore, the temple tax should not be given to the emperor, should not be given to Caesar. And the Sabbath worship should not be given to Caesar. The burning of incense should not be given to Caesar, because these things were God's. Okay? So now take that into the 21st century today. How does that apply to us? Well, setting aside the reality of the recent debates around COVID and everything else, what if the government decided no one was allowed to go to church on a Sunday? Should we render that to Caesar? Well, no, we shouldn't. Why? Because God hasn't given them the authority to decide whether Christians worship God or not. He hasn't given them that authority. That's outside of their area of responsibility, their sphere of sovereignty. God has ordained that men and women should worship him. And so, if the government was to say you can't worship God, then we have free rights to ignore that and go and worship God. However, there would be a consequence to that, and we must submit ourselves to the consequence of that action, leaving justice to God. So how does this help us live out our lives in a 21st century? Well, it provides us with a framework as we have reference to the government, as the government makes decisions, like, are you allowed to preach or speak against homosexuality? Well, is it the government's sphere of authority as to who gets to marry and as to whether it's right or wrong for men and men to have sexual relationships together? No, it's not. God has not given them that authority. God has stipulated in his word what is sin and what isn't sin. The government doesn't get to define what sin is. That's not under its authority. That is under God's authority. And so we don't submit, we don't render to the government the definition of sin, because that's God's. We render that to God's authority. And so this really helps us with a framework to think through the various issues that we run into with the government. Every time the government makes a decree or a rule, as believers, we're called to hold up God's standard, God's word, and say, how does this conform with God's principles? Do I need to render this to Caesar, or do I need to render this to God? And there might be some blurred lines in that, and it might be hard to work out. And we might need brothers and sisters to inform us and help us to work through that. But that must be the fundamental question, because there are some things that must be rendered to God that we must not render to Caesar. And I don't know about you, but in the last 2 years, I've heard a lot of people talking about what we must render to Caesar. I haven't heard that many people talking about what we must render to God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do pray that you would help us, because we acknowledge it's hard. It can be hard for us to work out what's yours and what's the government's and what's our own. And so we just pray that you would help us to do these things in a way that honors you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you back here tomorrow.